I'll start over. Good morning, everyone. How are you this morning? So has anybody taken the challenge to work on a toxic thought this last week? Anybody? Kim? Good? Mom? Only brave souls.
Every day.
Well, have you been challenged by dealing with your toxicity? Let's have a little Q&A real quick before we get into this, because I want to hear from you about some of the things that have either occurred or questions that you might have about what if. So just real quick, if you have anything you want to give, because once I get started, I'm just going to ask you just to hold your question till the end, because everything I have, there's so much. Is that clock right up there? Is it 9:42?
Yes.
Okay. Anyway, are you ready to say anything, Kim?
When I left here, he asked us to sit down and pray about toxic thoughts and what we were supposed to, and I had planned in my head what God was going to tell me, but when I sat down and actually prayed about it, it was totally different, not even on the same playing field.
Yeah.
And then what was even more important was how he told me I needed to handle it,
mm-hmm.
and it brought some really harsh reality to myself to realize, okay, well, you're dealing with this, but why are you dealing with this? And it was, my thing was, you know, I always get angry or difficult with my kids because they don't just see things that need to be done and do them. And that's not what I was thinking I needed to pray about. But, and he said, well, what have you done to teach them? What have you done to lead them,
mm-hmm.
to show them? And I was like, okay, yeah, you're right. I haven't. So, I mean, it was just kind of sobering,
yes.
to be brought to reality. And so,
and so did you have, during the time after he revealed that to you, did you have your times of active reaches where you were conscious of it and taking that thought and replacing it with what you should be doing? And
yes, and there were failures. I mean, there were still moments.
Sure.
And so, and then, you know, I got on different toxic thoughts the next day and so on and so forth. So now I'm just kind of working on a couple of them.
There you go.
But yeah, they're there when you pay attention.
Yeah. Anything?
Well, we forgot to set up the chairs last night, and Corey called us at 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon over in San Antonio.
Uh-huh.
So at 10 o'clock we were putting up chairs, and I was saying, I hate chairs.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, stop.
Right?
And so I started singing out loud, I love chairs, I love chairs, I love chairs that pinch me, I love chairs that fall. It's just, it helped.
Right, yeah, just to change your attitude. Mom, you raise your hand. Do you want to share anything?
Well, I just got some news I didn't particularly like, and it brought up all a bunch of things that I thought I had dealt with, and
mm-hmm.
it just brought up a bunch of old thought patterns.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you think you got it, but you don't.
Right.
And so the opportunity to go before the Lord and say, okay, here we are, and why am I thinking this? You know,
mm-hmm.
why am I upset? Why am I anxious? Why? And so we have a little tete-a-tete and get back on track again.
Okay, good.
Tracy,
all right. Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to add that my toxic thoughts are like that I have to, about situations, and
mm-hmm.
I have to remember that, okay, God has got everything.
Mm-hmm.
He's got everything. Every thought that I take against that is toxic.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not just in one area.
Mm-hmm.
It's just when I start trying to work everything out and I realize, why are you worried? God has this. He has
mm-hmm.
everything. And so mine's working kind of backwards from not specific toxic, but everything that's against He's got this
right.
is toxic.
Awesome. Well, I would encourage you to bring paper and pen so that you can write. I know it's difficult in here because you're having to write on your lap, but the whole point of this class is to help me, and as I'm teaching you, it's really helping me because this is my goal, and I know that every single one of us can have help with it, and you may have mastered renewing your mind, but it's a continual process because thinking happens all the time. We're constantly thinking. Even when you don't think you're thinking. And in our minds, in our you are so brilliant. I mean, we are created in God's image. And you actually are thinking at 400 billion actions per second. That's what's going on in your non-conscious mind. 400 billion actions per second. And you're aware in your conscious mind through your five senses, about 2,000 of those are actually in your consciousness. And it just comes and goes. And so as you're awake, you're actually aware of about 2,000 different actions. I mean, everything from what you're feeling to seeing and looking, smelling, all those different things that happen through our five senses. So when you become born again, your soul, through the word, through the washing of the word, starts to become healed and becomes part of God and what God wants you to be a part of. So your mind, there's a place in your mind where when you become born again, that there's a connection with the Holy Spirit. So that when we get quiet and we start thinking about God and we start thanking God for who he is and we start praising him for what he's done and we start worshiping him for who he is, there's a place that we can go to and we can actually hear from him. And that's what Kim was talking about. He starts talking to you. He starts giving you instruction. He helps you to start focusing in on what's truly important and what's going to make you become more like him. Because isn't that our responsibility on this earth, is to be a reflection of Jesus to other people? But if we have toxicity on the inside of us and we, when something bad happens or something, we're not responsible for the events of life, the circumstances that come across our path. All we can do is choose how we're going to react and respond. So when we do that, if we're toxic in our thinking and we have road rage and we go up and, like Bethany said last time, you flip somebody off or you cuss at them, are they seeing God? But we're all created in his image. And we're supposed to be that reflection to the world. So my goal is to renew my mind. And I think it's a lifelong process. I don't think it ever stops because our mind is constantly changing and growing and thinking as we go through life and the different changes that we go through, as far as before you have kids, then you're raising kids, and then you get your kids raised, and then you get your grandbabies, and then all these things and all these things that we've learned or even learned wrong, we can relearn. The thing that's so amazing is that your brain is not in control of you. You are in control of your brain. Okay, this was something I just wondered, because some of you weren't in here last week, but I found this quote. It's Zig Ziglar said this. Mm-hmm. And he said, the biggest communication problem is we do not listen to understand. We listen to reply. And I just want to know this. I'm guilty. So what I want you to really focus on in this class is listen to understand. Okay? Listen to understand and see how this class can help you, like it's helping me, to make you a better person for God. To where we can be his mouthpiece. We can be the only, sometimes we're the only Bible anybody will ever read, right? Sometimes our lives are a reflection of God, and that may be the only thing that somebody sees that will actually change their life. Perfect example is the story about Johnny with this, was it a nurse? With the nurse, Johnny just says, God bless you. He doesn't do anything over spiritual. He doesn't, you know, become religious with him or anything. He just is loving him the way Jesus would love as a person, just loving him as a person. And then he was prompted to send him a book. The guy was an atheist. He read the book. He got born again. It's that simple. The gospel is simple. So our responsibility is to figure out what it is on the inside of us that needs to change. Now, I'm just going to read a few things here that, you know, I get all of this material pretty much, except what the Lord has revealed to me through Scripture. As I'm listening to this Dr. Caroline Leaf talking about the brain, the Lord just brings things to you. I mean, Scriptures just pop, you know, in your head. It's like, oh my gosh, that's what that Scripture means. And so I'm starting to see Scripture in a totally different way about when Jesus is talking about things, about when he's talking about taking no thought. You know, you remember him saying, Jesus says, take no thought, saying, what's going to happen tomorrow? What am I going to eat? What am I going to wear? He said, don't take a thought, because every time you do, it's either going to be healthy or it's going to be toxic. And the thing is you can't build, a good and a toxic thought off the same branch. You can't do it. And remember, he says, either make the tree good, and what's going to come out of a good tree? Good fruit. Either make the tree bad, and out of a bad tree is going to come?
Bad fruit.
Okay. So, it's really interesting when they can finally, you know, with technology today, they can actually go in and look at your brain, and they put a dye inside, and so they put a dye inside your brain to where they can actually see how your thoughts are developed, and they look like trees. And so as you're thinking, it starts with this little neuron, and it branches out, and as it branches out, depending on what you're thinking about, we're thinking all the time. All the time thoughts are going through your brain. And so you're either building something that's healthy and positive, or you're building something that's negative. So when you build something that's negative, and I had the perfect plant to bring this morning, but between trying to get dishes out for dinner on the grounds and trying to get ready and get my notes together and trying to find my Bible, which I never did find my favorite Bible. I don't know where I stuck it. I forgot my plant. But let me just describe it to you and see if you can use your imagination. Jody gave me a plant for Mother's Day just last Sunday, okay? So it was in a little pot, and I could tell that it needed more nourishment. It needed dirt because it was root-bound, which, you know, every plant that you get from anywhere is pretty much root-bound. So it's root-bound, and so I put it into another pot, and I kind of loosened up the roots a little bit and stuck it down in this dirt, and I gave it some water and, you know, tried to nurture it as much as I could. So a couple of days go by, well, I noticed that there's actually three plants inside of it. There's three little plants. Well, I noticed that two of them weren't doing very well at all. They were starting to get kind of wilty and a little lumped over and not happy. And then this other one was like, it was almost like it had a little bud. It was coming out like a fixin' to have a flower. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And that's how it is in our brains. You can have a toxic thought here that you've had probably maybe for years. And then right next to it, you can have a healthy thought. And it's just growing and flourishing, and it looks so amazing, and it's gorgeous, and it's healthy and full and fluffy. But the toxic thought, it looks like a dry, briary patch. She said that it has like spikes on the end of it, like thorns. And that's what it's like on the inside of our brain. She could distinguish between a healthy thought and an unhealthy thought. So as she started studying this over the last 25 years, she discovered that you can actually take this unhealthy thought and you can cause these little things to fall off, and you can actually make it wilt down to where it becomes nothing. There's nothing attached to it. Now, your memories will be with you forever. And what we deal with when you deal with a bad memory or something terrible that's happened to you and the memory of it, and when you think about it and a lot of pain comes up from it, that's toxic. But what we do is we start praying about it, we bring it to the Lord, and you're always going to have the memory. But what God does is he takes it and he starts taking away all those little barbs, that cause you pain. So you have the memory, but now you don't have the pain attached to it. So if you've ever been abused in life or been through something really horrific or a terrible accident or anything like that would cause fear to come up on the inside of you, that's toxic. We are wired for love. Because we're created in the image of God, God is love. We are wired, and scientists have even proven it, that we are wired for love. Love is the... it's like the default mode that we have. And we learn fear. And everything that's not from love is rooted in fear. And if you think about it, when you have a reaction of something that's not the feeling of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, when those things aren't coming out, it's because we've learned fear from that situation. Everything that's not from love, it's a learned behavior, because you are wired for love. You are wired for strength. Weakness comes from behavior and things that you've been through. And it's a self-protection that we use in our lives to keep us safe. But even the chemicals, she called it an optimism bias. Scientists are saying that we are wired for love. They know that there's no wiring in our systems for this toxicity because it's not healthy. That's why they're determining that 78% to 97% of all illness, sickness, behavioral issues start in the mind. This real estate between our ears is so critical. It's so important to understand how it works, because if you don't understand how it works, you're going to be toxic. And we've all experienced that in our lives. I mean, all that has to happen is somebody cuts you off in traffic and you'll find out what's on the inside of you, right? I was just listening to her talking about guys, men and women, and the difference with their brains. And she said that we're really, God, when they look at the male brain and the female brain, that we're really meant to complement each other. That God truly, when he made male and female, and he took female out of Adam, he took parts of that, of Adam, so that we could complement each other. So we're to complement each other, not compete with one another. We're to recognize the strengths in the one, because actually in the part of the brain that's strong in a woman, it's weaker in a man. And the things that are stronger in a man are weaker in a woman. So if we can recognize that we're meant to come together and be that two sides of the brain and complement and to acknowledge that I need you in my life because of this. And I need you in my life because of this. That we can recognize that it's gonna really help with a lot of different issues that we have. So, compatible, not combative. That's what we're supposed to be like in our relationships. Compatible, not combative. I know, scary stuff. We're supposed to complete each other, not compete with each other. Be complementary. In other words, when you're complementary, that means that you're better together. You're better together. And if we can recognize that it's like, I'm better when you're with me. I'm better when you're with me. So, a little story. I'll read you one of my, it's going to be real here. I've been doing my 21-day detox. And I did my first 21 days just to kind of test it out to see how it would work. And so she has, Dr. Leaf has come up with a way to where you can, it's actually formulated, they've done scientific research and clinical studies that if you do these 5 steps, it takes 21 days to destroy a toxic thought. Now how many of you know, you've heard it takes 21 days to create a habit or to change a habit, right? 21 days. So they've determined scientifically 21 days to where you can actually destroy a toxic thought and create a healthy one. So the thing that's so awesome about it is that while you're destroying one, you're building up this healthy plant that's going to look more like Jesus. And that's what I'm excited about. It's like, you know, this is going away and then this is building up. So that's what's healthy. So anytime you're anxious or fearful or anything that's envious, or if you're bitter or any of those things, you're not wired for that. You're not wired for that. What I was saying about the chemicals is that the scientists are saying that there's no chemicals to deal with fear. All the chemicals that we have in our body are for your health. They're for creating and building these healthy trees. So what happens is when you have a toxic thought of anxiety or envy or bitterness or unforgiveness, what happens is that your body is overcompensating because it doesn't know how to deal with you thinking like this, because what's happening is electromagnetic frequencies that are going off and your body doesn't really know how to deal with that toxicity. So as it's coming out, it's this protein that's supposed to be pink and fluffy that then helps to create more. But what happens is when you're toxic, your body overproduces the good chemicals, which are damaging. And so it causes damage to these little dendrites, which are your thoughts, and your body doesn't know how to deal with it. So it's just an overcompensation of all the good stuff. So when we stop and we're like, okay, that's, you just recognize it. You know, you feel when you're toxic, it feels wrong. There's no peace. And that's what I always tell people. It's like, they're like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what direction to go. I'm like, follow peace. Yeah. Find the path of peace, and that's the road you go down. And just the more you think about, narrow is the gate that leads to life, mm-hmm. but wide is the gate that leads to destruction. And you just know that pathway is right here. Right here between the ears. You can go a whole journey in your mind.
That's right.
And never move an inch.
That's right.
And everything can happen right here. And did you know that 99% of the things that you fear never happen? Never happen.
Praise God.
Okay, so she takes you through these five steps of, first of all, you just have to, you focus on God. You invite him to come in because you want him to be a part of this rebuilding. Because he is part of you. He lives in you. So you focus on that. I can't remember exactly, but I'm just going to go through the part where you take responsibility for your thoughts. No thought should ever come through your brain unchecked without you thinking about what am I thinking and why am I thinking this? It should never just come in. You know, sometimes we think we're fighting thoughts with thoughts, but you're not. You have to fight thoughts with words that are coming out of your mouth. You can't just, if thoughts are coming into your brain, you need to ask yourself, why am I thinking that? It's okay to talk to yourself. It really is. People say that you're crazy if you talk. No, it is okay to talk to yourself, because who is it you're talking to? You're really talking to the Holy Spirit, your helper. You're saying, help me. Why am I thinking like this? So you start thinking about what's going on. And usually, she said, you have about seven thoughts, four to seven thoughts coming in and out, you know, from your subconscious coming up, and you're thinking about stuff. And she said, usually a couple of those are toxic thoughts. They're toxic. So when you can recognize what the toxic thought is, you start asking yourself, why am I thinking like this? What's going on here? What's the root of this? Why is it making me feel this way? So on day eight, by day 8, she says you're moving into the consolidation phase, which is between now and day 14. And because, you know, we're created in God's image, we're designed after perfection. And he said, be perfect as your Heavenly Father's perfect. And why would he ask you to do something that you're not capable of? So there is the potential for you to do that, but it takes work. It takes a discipline. And the discipline happens right here. Everything begins and ends right here in the brain. And in the mind. So, she says, in this journey of detox, we are rewiring our brain back to the original design of perfection, to be like God. That's why he said, if we couldn't change our mind, he wouldn't say, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And if you read James 1:20, Who has their Bible out real quick? Just turn to James 1:20. I think it's James 1:21. Let's see here. Can I read in this little bitty Bible?
Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and evil that is prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you.
Okay. So the word that's planted in your soul, will save you. So there is such opportunity by washing with the water of the word. Ephesians 5:25 says that that's what we are constantly doing. We're washing with the water of the word. We're letting the word wash our brain. And as we're doing it, it's washing off these thorns, and it's starting to create a healthy, vibrant thought. Okay. So this was the question. What is the core issue of this toxic thought in me right now? So I was dealing with my toxic thoughts. So I'm trying to figure out, what is the root of this? So So I said, and of course, you know, it's dealing with my husband. That's my issue. And if I was talking to a room full of women, it would be so much easier because, you know, we can all relate. But I just, out of respect, you know, I mean, we're two-sided. You know, we're two different beings. So I'm just going to read this to you the way. So what you do is you just write for 2 minutes, the toxicity. Write it out for about 2 minutes, not longer, not just write it out. And then you're going to revisit it and let the Holy Spirit show you what you're dealing with. So bear with me as I bear my soul to you. What is the core issue of this toxic thought? Is it my need to be right? I'm wanting Dwayne to see things from my perspective, but it seems like we're always at opposite ends of the spectrum regarding everything that we do. So do I want to be right or do I want to be happy? Do I want to grow bitter or better? I can't have both. Do I want strength? That's what I'm wired for. I'm wired for strength. But that doesn't mean pushy or insistent. True strength, inner strength, comes when no fear, let's see, I can read my handwriting, when no fear is involved. I don't have to be right. I don't have to be right. I don't have to be right. I can hold my tongue. That's true strength.
Amen.
That's what the Holy Spirit revealed to me. Amen. Oh my gosh, it's 10:15. I can't believe it. Time goes by so fast for me. Okay. So that's what the Holy Spirit revealed to me is that, okay, I don't have to be right. Do I want to be right or do I want to be happy? And true strength, God's strength in me is being able to hold my tongue.
Amen.
And be able to realize that I'm responsible for myself. I can't be responsible for, Dwayne or for his reactions.
That's right.
I can only be responsible for myself and my own reactions because the thing that we have to take responsibility for is, what is it doing to me? What is being toxic doing to me physically? If 78 to 97% of all illness, sickness, disease, and issues are happening here, then I need to be responsible for that. Dwayne's not responsible for my mental health.
That's right.
Which is going to eventually impact my physical health. And I'm not responsible for his. Even though I want to be. I want him to be healthy. I want him to be happy. I want all those things for him. But I can't make it happen.
No.
After 30 years of marriage, I'm coming to terms with the fact I can't make him happy. I can't make him healthy. I can't make him, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I have to take responsibility for myself and that hopefully through the changes maybe that he sees in me, he'll want to wonder, oh my gosh, what is happening? What's going on? And that's one of the questions she asked you is, do people recognize that something's happening, something's changing on the inside of you? Oh my gosh, I've got so much material here. There's no way I'm ever going to get through it. Just thank you so much for bearing with me and staying with me through all of this. I just want to say that you are able to change your brain. God made us that way. It's like they call you a neuroplastician, and neuro means brain, and plastic means to be malleable and changeable. And so that's what we are. That's how our brain is. It's constantly able to change. Constantly able to change. When you think, you choose, and you start building thoughts. So when you think, you choose and you build. And who knows that Deuteronomy 30:19 says, God gave us the ability, choose you this day whom you will serve. He says, choose life. He tells you what to do. He says, you can choose today life or death. Blessing or cursing. Guess whose choice it is. And guess where the choice begins. It's right here. It's right here. So we can walk out today and make a determination. Am I going to choose life? Am I going to choose to allow life to enter into this relationship? Am I going to allow life to choose to enter into this, my job, into my relationships with the people I work with? Choose life so that you and your descendants may live. Mm. And that's what God wants is he wants us to live and not just exist.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Father, I thank you so much for opportunities to be able to share your word, and I thank you for ears to hear and your presence, your spirit living on the inside of each one of us, Lord, to speak to us exactly what we need to hear. Not the words that are coming out of my mouth, Lord, but I know that you're speaking to each person here individually because you know right where they're at. You knew them before they were formed in their mother's womb, and so I just thank you for each one as we go out today that will take responsibility for our thoughts, and that we'll start creating healthy thoughts, Lord, so that we can become more like you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I want to finish my thoughts.
Yes.
When I said tay to tay, the Lord has been giving me a hard time. I need to say what happened. Is that back a few months ago, Lord, and I had a little talk about something, and he gave me NOMB, which means none of my business. this toxic thought that came when we were talking, and I went to the Lord about it, and that's what he told me, is it's none of my business. And so many times we'll do that. We'll take something, get all brought up about it, and it doesn't have anything to do with us or that person. And we don't have to be brought. So, there.
Awesome.